DeLand City manager Michael Pleese, or yeah, Pleese. He said, "What? No SunRail coming my way?" Yeah, he was surprised. Now, I don't know if you recall about 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, they said, SunRail coming to DeLand from DeBary. We're extending the line 11 miles. Oh, man, it was on the Sentinel front page.
Phase two begins.
9, 6, 2, even channels we don't have had it. 12.
I remember.
Yeah, it was crazy. And now, all of a sudden, I was just thumbing through the West Volusia Beacon. Ask me. Go ahead.
What's the West Volusia Beacon, Rick?
Right, exactly.
You were thumbing through it?
Yeah, page one and page two. and there it was. It says, end of the line. County's move to drop DeLand SunRail extension surprises some. Well, the sum is the DeLand City manager. Without going through all the intricacies of this story, I'm just going to give you the bottom line here. Because this is, again, if you're tuning into the show for the first time or you just don't know the background, I hate SunRail. I hate it for one reason. It serves no purpose. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal called it the most inconvenient railroad in the country, commuter railroad in the country.
And the whole reason it was invented was to make commuting easier. And then I don't understand the real purpose of it, though.
If they wanted to do this, and I'm all for it, I was all actually looking forward to it. Can you imagine at 4 in the morning, you and I can get on a train and sleep all the way here and get up when it hits 4:36 and take a shuttle or a Lynx bus to where we work here in this business complex?
Yeah.
Right? No brainer.
No.
But they wouldn't do that, because if they really wanted to do this for commuters, they would have put it down right the middle down I-4.
No, we got to save that for the pay lane.
Yeah, but this wasn't anything about that. This was about some politician, we won't name any names, bobblehead. But it was about patting himself on the back for, look what an environmental person I am. Look how good I am for the public and how many good things I'm doing and diversity and no non-gender specific binary bathrooms.
I feel like it doesn't go anywhere, though. Like, I cross the track every so often and I'm like, why would that be here? And I see it in Winter Park, and then I don't see it anywhere else.
Never mind all the accidents, you know, because it's a freight line. It was never meant for it to be a commuter line. It goes down streets.
And now they figure out that, you know, spending how much money to get it all the way up to DeLand isn't going to net anything?
Let's get everything pushed aside for just a second of those things. Let's talk money real quick, okay? 2018-19 fiscal year. The system cost $58 million to run. Okay, you doing the math? I want you to pull out your calculators on your iPhones. $58 million to run.
Okay.
Now, the exaggerated fare results, this is what's budgeted, was $3.6 million. It only made $2.57. This is for people riding the train, because nobody rides the train. It barely even made $2.5 million on a $58 million expense. So who's going to pay this? 2021, the bond runs out.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
That means that all your somebody's going to have to pay for it. But you see, that nobody wanted to talk about it back then because they were all blinded by the beautiful yellow colors. And look at it, it goes choo-choo. You know, and we're environmental and binary and no bathrooms and gender-specific diversity. So anyway, according to the audited figures, this thing could lose $200 million by the end of 2021, which is when it becomes due to us, the taxpayer. All right? So, by the way, they couldn't pay, if they had to pay out of the profits, mm-hmm. I mean, not, I'm sorry, profits, income, mm-hmm. if they had to pay for it, just printing the tickets, they couldn't afford it.
Wow.
Now, back to DeBary DeLand, the extension, 11 miles, originally they thought, oh, we'll put in the $34 million, we found some of that, and then the city of Volusia County and Seminole County, they'll put in another $19 million, we'll get it done. The cost now, according to a new study, is $100 million. You know what $100 million would get you? 200 passengers.
Are there 200 people that live in DeLand?
Because 200 people would be all they would be serving with $100 million worth of 11 miles of track.
Even if you had 1,000, you're still not making enough money.
No, again, this was never meant to be anything but what it is, a fairy tale.
Rick Stacy presents a SunRail fairy tale.
Once upon a time, there was a commuter rail system that no one ever rode on, like ever. Until one day, a bunch of politicians living in the make-believe fairy tale land of public finance thought it would be so clever to extend SunRail all the way to DeLand. Yay! And the little engine that couldn't was so excited to get so far north. He said, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." But the poor little engine couldn't. unless a new set of tracks were built for only $100 million. Could they raise that much money? The Central Florida Commuter Rail Commission said, I think we can, I think we can, I think we can. But oh no! They studied the project and found out that spending $100 million would only increase ridership by 200 people. That's $5 million per rider. And that made local taxpayers like Rick Stacy say, there's no friggin' way, there's no friggin' way, there's no friggin' way. And so Sunrail, the little engine that couldn't, didn't. And Sunrail went back to pulling around empty train cars and smashing into vehicles at railroad crossings and lived happily ever after. At least until the next brilliant idea comes along to throw more cash at this boondoggle.
This has been a Sunrail Fairy Tale, America's most inconvenient train.
The Rick Stacy Show.